Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
So I asked this question on the YouTube channel. Is Tesla stock overvalued? 74% of you guys and girls said yes. 26% said no. Tesla is the hottest stock on the market right now. I mean, taking a run, you know, for the moon for the last 30 days. So we're going to take a deeper look to see if Tesla stock is really overvalued. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Check out our description box to check out some of the great stuff we're doing around the globe. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So Tesla stock, we're going to take a quick look here at the charts. This is a one-year chart. We're going to go back to a six-month chart. Here we go. September 24th, September 27th, September 24th. Tesla starts to build its own car carriers due to extreme shortage in Model 3 delivery rush week, says Elon Musk. So they had an extreme shortage, which required them to buy new carriers because they couldn't meet the demand, right? So when people saw this, it caused a mass sell-off of the stock and increased the volume for a mass sell-off. Now, so the next question would be, okay, we haven't seen these big spikes. All 20, we're going to go back to a one-year chart. We haven't seen a spike over close to 30,000 until last year, October of last year. But it was kind of explained due to the earnings report came out, had pretty good earnings, and the stock spiked. A lot of people, the bulls came in and bought a lot of stock. But now let's take a closer look. All of a sudden in January, starting in January 7th, January 8th, we've seen this, all of this volume come to Tesla. Now, January 7th, we've seen the car, Tesla's stock shoot up because of their ability to the deliveries went up. The deliveries drove up. Cars were being ordered. Their orders numbers came out. So you've seen all of this activity coming to Tesla around January 8th. But ever since January 8th, you've seen all of this activity. Almost 30 million shares trading hands per day. And all the way to January 22nd, the big day. When I look at this, what happened during this time to cause all of this activity just to shoot up to record highs? So when I look at this, I think that these are baked in earnings, especially on January 27th. What happened during that time frame that caused Tesla just to jump up all of this volume to come to the stock? So now Tesla, if you're following, January 29th, it has this fourth quarter earnings that's going to come out, and I think it'll be a lot of volume inside of the stock. I think that the Tesla stock will fall off. I think after earnings, it would disappoint on earnings because I think that the earnings that everybody's anticipating are already cooked into the market. As you can see, they came in around about January 8th, right after the January 8th, especially January 22nd, when all the bulls came in. So now I believe that it would be very hard to suppress Wall Street expectations at a price of $560-something. I see a turnoff coming around the earnings time frame, but I definitely believe in the future that Tesla would be over $1,000 in the future, long term. But short term, with all of this come running in January for no apparent reason besides the deliveries, I get that. But all the bulls, all the sideline money started pouring into Tesla. That's when I look at it and say, it's due for a drawback. Now, it will draw back, and I think 5 years from now, 10 years from now, Tesla will be in the price of Google and Amazon, all the great stuff like that. But anyway, that's my take. You guys and girls, drop your comments below. Let me know what you think. And as always, until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.